he would put his head in his hands. After observing the man in silence for a few seconds, Sloka reappraised his initial diagnosis. He was beginning to suspect that drugs were probably not the cause of his visitor's obviously dire condition. His sleeves were rolled up to the elbow, and the deathly white skin betrayed no telltale track marks. Perhaps the man was simply unhinged and wasting away through self-neglect.
"Please, it's late. Tell me how I may be of assistance. Perhaps some brandy might calm you."
Sloka used his most soothing bedside manner. The man turned his gaze towards Pieta and tried very hard to keep it level. Then he laughed, a mocking chuckle, as if enjoying a private joke.
"You are kind, yes. I will drink with you."
He swallowed the brandy as if suffering from a terrible thirst, but the alcohol had little visible effect on him. Despite Slocker's questions, the man seemed disinclined to speak. The medical student could do little but sit and watch his silent guest, though he was filled with unease at his presence. There was something truly unearthly about the man. Occasionally, as the night wore on, he seemed on the verge of revealing something about himself, but would then lapse back into staring into space, occasionally laughing as if at the same sick joke.